Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Off from the cauldron that is the Team 980 Studios in Washington, D.C. What is up, everybody? Good to have you with us on a Monday afternoon. And away we go. April the 28th, year of our Lord style 2025. Just back from the National Press Club. Just back from Mayor Muriel Bowser's office. Been at it all day, woke up at 5 a.m., probably before, because I'm paranoid about oversleeping alarms when I got to wake up really early. Drove into the nation's capital this morning, got to listen to the Junks early on, got to listen to Enter Sandman. That's how early I was in the car, which means 6 a.m. right here on the T980 and the Odyssey app, and of course, 106.7 The Fan, and then made my way, waddled my way over to Northwest, and met with, not the mayor in the morning, but met with a army of her lieutenants, and Mark Klaus, the president of the Washington Commanders, and got lots of information on the new stadium, which was officially announced at 11 o'clock this morning, after they released a video voiced by Joe Theismann at 8 o'clock. I mean, everybody knew it was going down today because somehow, they issued a press bulletin saying, you can't say anything. It's embargoed. You can't say anything at all. And, of course, people in the media found out about it. We all knew about it. But we were told not to say anything, so I didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, everybody's got their reports out. You kind of had to sort of acknowledge this. But even then, at 8 o'clock this morning, we met with all of these people. Got to ask lots of questions. Some good answers, some good information, some good questions. A little brouhaha between the Washington Post and Mark Seagraves of NBC4. That was interesting. And then at 11 o'clock, we were over at the National Press Club near the White House, not too far away, right next to the JW Marriott, and got to meet with our big shindig press conference, whatever, with Muriel Bowser, Josh Harris, and Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. And in attendance was Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Daryl Green, John Riggins, Joe Gibbs. I took the elevator down with Joe Gibbs, got a chance to say hello to the old ball coach. He was there. I did not get to see Riggo or Daryl Green, but they were there. DQ, Adam Peters, as I mentioned. Doug Williams, did not get to say hello to him, but got to hang out and absorb it all as the Commanders have officially entered an agreement to come back home to their, as they call it, spiritual home. at RFK Stadium. Now, I put up at WrestleMania621 on Twitter, X, whatever, and the radio station at Team 980 has retweeted a bunch, some video, some quotes, some coverage, some pictures of all the paraphernalia that they gave us. But I'm going to fill in some of the gaps, hopefully, for you, and chat with you guys about what this all means, and I think it means an awful lot to many of you out there that have been waiting for a day like this for a long time, since the Commanders were not the Commanders when they were the Redskins, and they decided to leave. And then it only got worse from there. One thing we should point out from the very start, just because this deal has been agreed to, just because I have literally a contract in my hands, just because there's news releases and press conferences and boondoggles of all the sort, does not mean the shovel is going in the dirt. And even if there's a shovel or shovels that go in the dirt in late fall, early winter 2026, meaning next year, possibly as late as early 2027, even if, as we continue to say, and it's just us being realistic, using common sense, and doing our job, so don't blame the messenger. Even if the shovels go in the dirt, even though you had this big old fancy-dancy press conference, there is absolutely no guarantee that this is happening. It used to be when you put the shovels in the dirt. Now, it's not even that. As I've mentioned several times, go check out what happened in Carolina to the Carolina Panthers practice facility in South Carolina. Go check that out in case you need to know what more I'm talking about. But the bottom line is this. They announced the deal. We've seen this before. We've seen this before. Hey, let's have a big press conference. Let's announce a deal. Grant's trying to close and make a cauldron of the studio again. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it. Grant doesn't understand it's 88 degrees in here. But anyway, we've seen this before, right? Not to kick anybody in the onions while they're down. We saw this in Alexandria, Virginia. Granted, a different political landscape. Granted, a different municipality. Granted, a different owner. We have seen this before. And the shovels weren't even in the dirt on that one. But the ink was barely dry before it was all downhill. In a hurry. Now, do I believe that's going to happen here? No. But could it? Absolutely yes. Will it absolutely be a situation where we get to 2030 and there's a brand new spanking stadium? Brand spanking new stadium, I should say. I hope. That's the plan. I don't know. And neither do you, and neither do they. They said, on the record, off the record, what have you, hey, you know, we're focusing on moving forward. 2026, blah, blah, blah. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about anything. We're going to be transparent. We're not using public tax money like people think we're using. All the different explanations. There were a couple council members there today. The ones, like, I believe it's Kenyon Green, that are sympathetic or supportive of this. You know who wasn't there today? Phil Mendelson, who's like the chair of the DC council, who is absolutely, at least on the record, and I don't know why it would be any different privately, at least on the record, is absolutely opposed. Now, can arms be twisted? Can bread be buttered? Of course. But until Phil Mendelson and the D.C. Council votes and approves this plan going forward, and even if they do, there could still be other issues. But that's the main one. We know that the land is transferred. We know that's good. We know that the deal has been struck. That's good. We don't know what exactly will be the resolution, presumably of the will of residents in that area, Ward 7, and of the D.C. Council. We don't know. So anybody that thinks this is a done deal and they scored a touchdown this morning, maybe they kicked a field goal. Maybe they're facing third and goal from the 1.5-yard line. But it ain't over yet, people. And on this radio show, we deal with reality. Not fantasy, we deal with reality.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And right now, it is not complete reality. And even if the D.C. Council approves, which is still multiple months away, even if that's the case, until we see a structure basically, I don't know, more than 50% done, because again, go check out what happened in Carolina with the Panthers practice facility. Until we see that, you should not in any way, shape, or form be thinking for sure a stadium is coming back to RFK, because there's a lot of political football that can be played. Will it? I don't know. How much? Don't know exactly. I do not expect this to be easy, certainly not as easy as Mayor Bowser and the Commanders tried to make it this morning. I'm not telling you that it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you to pause, take a deep breath. I'm telling you the truth, and the reality is this is not done. It's been a hell of an offensive drive so far. But it's not done. The touchdown has not been scored. And it might be a while before that happens, if it ever happens. And then what if it doesn't happen? Well, they were asked that. And, of course, they don't want to talk about the negatives or the downside. That's how politics work. Make no mistake about it, this is a huge political deal. This is a political arrangement before it's a football arrangement. That being said, there's a lot of potential excitement. What we're looking at, approximately 65,000 seats. What we're looking at is a domed roof. What we don't know yet is retractable or translucent or permanent. What we're looking at is lots of suites and luxury boxes and club seatings and all of that stuff, but not a lot of parking. 8,000 spots approximately to begin with. And we are not looking at a wide abundance of tailgating spots. Why? Because there's going to be parking garages. There's going to be limited space to do all of the other things that they want to and need to do to make money year-round. It's not going to be what it used to be. Now, yes, you can take the train. They're going to do a feasibility study on what to do with that metro stop and how to either improve it, enhance it, or maybe build a new one. Who knows? But if you are counting on the tailgate experience to be exactly what you are used to at FedEx Field / Northwest Stadium, get that out of your mind. That's not happening. And if that is going to be a deal breaker, understandable. You be you. You do you. Right? You do you. What we also found out for sure was probably my greatest fear of building a new stadium, which is PSLs. Personal seat licenses. My understanding, and I don't know all of the questions and answers, but they did confirm. Commanders team officials did confirm that there will be personal seat licenses at the new stadium. Again, that was expected, but they did confirm that. What you get in exchange for the money that you have to lay out, that's what I don't know. How they're going to do that, I don't know. I was told originally that would not be the same as being like a burgundy and gold club member or whatever they call it, the burgundy and gold elite level membership, and where you get all the different gifts and powwows and experiences for being a member of those clubs. I was told that originally, less than a year ago, by a senior official. However, I don't know if that's changed. I don't know if it will change. I don't know if you will just simply have to pay whatever it might be, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, whatever it is. Obviously, they didn't have those numbers. Just to have a right, just to have a right to buy a stadium ticket or a season ticket, I should say. I mean, everybody does it a little bit different, and I do not have all the answers to that. The only answer I have right now, today, is that indeed there will be PSLs. And I think that will be a big-time problem for a lot of people. Even those that are filthy rich, unless they figure out a way, I think a lot of people are going to be very upset about that.
Won't impact me.
Why won't it impact you there?
I'm always working on game day.
Well, that is true. That is true. I mean, and it probably won't affect a lot of people that live on a budget. Quite honestly, if you have season tickets to the Commanders, and especially if you're in one of these burgundy and gold club things, whatever, red zone club, whatever they call it, and especially if you're going to have to buy a PSL, you ain't living on a budget, man. Maybe you're living on a different stratosphere budget, but you ain't living on a normal person's budget. I'm telling you, right here, right now, and sorry, this is the way my brain works, but I wouldn't be truth. I would not be honest with you. I would not be truthful with you if my brain didn't go, yep, but what about this? What about that? How come this? How come that? That's my job. And also, that's just how my brain works. Yes, we can celebrate a stadium deal being agreed to and announced with all the particulars, the rosy particulars from their side. But what we don't have right now is the other side. And what we do have right now is the official acknowledgement. Acknowledge me! Of PSLs. Which, my understanding, is the devil to most fan bases. So you do with that whatever you want. Your reaction, what you've seen, what you've heard. How excited are you? How nervous are you? Do you think it'll go through? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'll give you some more details throughout the show. We'll also get later into what the Commanders did over the weekend in the draft. And also a huge Capitals win last night in Montreal. And a huge weekend for the Nationals, which they look to make 3 out of 4 of over the weekend over the New York Mets later on this afternoon here in the Navy Yard. All of that to come right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.